Okay, guys, g'day. My name's C. Michelle.
And of course, always, welcome to episode number 4 of the Geocaching Down Under podcast. You can download this podcast from all podcast applications, whether that be iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or even Podbean. And please give the podcast a like and a review on iTunes as well. A big shout out to geostuff.com.au for all their support of this podcast and geocaching in general. And yes, we have another giveaway this month, so keep tuned. But before we get started tonight, I have an announcement to make. This is a big announcement, and that is I'm looking for a full-time co-host. That's right. If you think you've got the right stuff, if you want to join me every single month as a co-host, what I'll need you to do is send me off an email to geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. And you can help out with the guests. You can have a laugh every month, as I do as well. And I need to get that position hopefully filled before the beginning of next year. So if you're interested and keen, send me an email with all your details, including your caching name, to geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. All right, guys, back to the show. Tonight, I am joined by a very, very special guy. This is the big guy himself. So let's jump right into episode number 4 of the Geocaching Down Under podcast. Okay, first up, as always, we have geocaching news. What's new this month? This month, there is actually a new souvenir being advertised by GCHQ, and that is the Trackable Lover. It's the same as the last few months. However, this month, you need 80 points. Now, how do you get these points? You get 5 points for finding a regular cache, not in size, as in just an ordinary cache. You get 7 points if it's got 10 favorite points or more. You get 5 points if you get it to an event, 10 points if you activate your own TB. Now, I was recently down in Melbourne for their Mega, and I have a Mega Geo coin. And you know what? I haven't activated it yet. So now is the time to activate that Geo coins that you've got, and you get 10 points for activating any Geo coin. You get 5 points if you drop off a TB, but you must drop off the TB if it's not yours. If you own the TB, you don't get any points. And I think this actually fills that loophole that many of us have actually found in the last few months. So the souvenir starts on December 3rd, so it's already begun for us, and it goes through to the 31st of December as well. So yes, we also have 2 extra souvenirs to gain this month. Find a cache or attend an event on December 31st, so the New Year's Eve. And subsequently, again, on the 1st of January, and you get those 2 souvenirs. So you get the end of 2018 and the beginning of 2019 souvenirs. And as always in my news, after attending the recent Mega Down in Melbourne last month, and the podcast for that is actually on iTunes, it was announced that the 2019 Victorian Mega will be in St. Arnold's. That's right, in St. Arnold's, a little bit west of Melbourne itself. And the GC code for that is GC7DN55. That's Golf Charlie 7 Delta November 55. And of course, as always, quick plugs go out to the Clearwaters event in April in Queanbeyan, and of course the Oz Geomaster Mega event in July in Wollongong. So if you guys have not got your Willitens and registrations done for those events, I don't know why. Get them in ASAP. So all the committee members and all the people who are making them great events can actually see how many people are actually going to look at turning up. So, all right. I know the kids are out there going, please, come on, hurry up. We don't really care about the news. We want to meet the big man himself. And right after this quick little break, we're going to have the big man on. So stand by. Here we go, guys. So are you ready, boys and girls, mums and dads and everyone else in between? Here is the big guy himself. You know him. This time of the year, he's actually flat out. He's so, so busy, and we thank him so much for joining us. Let me introduce you to the one and only Mr. Santa Claus. Yay!
Hello, young Craig, and all the boys and girls and the mums and dads out there in the geocaching world. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us, Santa. You come a long way today just to join. Well, the internet's come a long way for you to join us today.
Oh, yes. I've been in Australia for a week or so now.
Oh, really? So you're actually in Australia right now, are you?
Oh, yes.
Wow, wow. Well, your voice sounds really, really smooth. Have you got it all limbered up? Are you still ready to do some? Can you sing us a Christmas carol?
I have a very special message for the boys and girls.
Yes.
And the Elf Orchestra has pre-recorded this song, and now Mrs. Claus, who's with me tonight, is just going to tee up the Elf Orchestra.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you, Mrs. Claus. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm making a list, checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. I see you when you're sleeping. I know when you're awake. I know if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Woo, Santa. Wow, wow, wow. Santa, you outdone yourself. Absolutely outdone yourself. I didn't know you had such a good singing voice, actually.
And what about the Elf Orchestra? How good were they?
Oh, and a big thanks to the Elf Orchestra helping you out there. Did your elves have names?
Oh, yes, yes. Actually, the elf who's in charge of the naughty and nice list is Alabaster Snowball.
Alabaster Snowball. Well, that's a nice name.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Very
yes.
good.
Yes, he's in charge of the list, so I know where everybody is at any one time.
All right, then let's get on. So I've got some questions written up for you, Santa. Have you got time to give us a chat for a little bit?
Yes, yeah? Please.
All right. Now, the big question that came in, and this is probably one of the biggest questions so far, is how long have you actually been geocaching for?
Oh, I started when they put that big star thing up in the sky back in 2000, I think it was.
A satellite?
Oh, yeah, that's it, yeah. There's a lot of those up there. We have to dodge those with the sleigh, you know. They're all over the place.
Yeah, do they? I won't even go there. That's okay. Oh, wow. Okay. So 17 years. So that means you would have had a lot of finds in that. Because how many finds have you got?
Oh, yes, I found 17.
One for each year?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm very busy during the year. So I found 17. I have 17 countries that I've found in now. And this year I'm going to do Australia.
Oh, you're going to do one in Australia this year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So 17 countries. So that would be like obviously, you know, Canada and America. You start from the top, have you, and worked your way down?
Yeah, I come down from the North Pole. It's a lot cooler up there too.
It would be. It's a bit warm today. A bit warm here in Australia at the moment. So 17, one for each year. Tell me, do you find those on Christmas Eve?
Yes, although this year I think I'm going to cheat.
Ooh, in what way?
Well, I was going to try and find the oldest cache in Australia.
Yeah.
Since I went to a geocaching Christmas party last weekend, I think I'll log that event as my 18th find.
Oh, yes, you can. You can log an event as a find. Yes, well, that's not cheating. That's not cheating. If you attend an event, you can log it as a find. That's
yeah, but every other year it's been Christmas Eve, you see.
Oh, yes, of course, but it's just because it's tradition and doesn't mean it's not a find. So you can still log the find.
it was a Christmas party. There were some lovely boys and girls there.
I was going to say, did you meet a lot of boys and girls there as well at the Christmas party?
Oh, yes, and they were lovely children. Oh, there was one little boy, he's got a bit of work to do to get off the naughty list. But he wasn't one of the geocachers. He was another Christmas party.
Oh, okay. His name wasn't Jonathan, was it?
Sometimes Jonathan does that as well.
All right. Going back to another question, I've got another question for you, and that is, what device do you use to find the actual geocaches?
Well, I just use Rudolph. He can sniff them out anywhere.
Well, have you got him trained to sniff out Tupperware or mint tins?
Oh, he's not fussed on the mint tins. But I do believe he has a little one of those GPS thingies sort of tucked in his fur somewhere.
Into his fur or into his, what do you call it, the reins?
Somewhere in there. He's got it hidden. I'm not quite sure where he's got it.
All right. So when you've actually stopped for caches before, what do your reindeers do when you stop for a geocache?
Oh, well, they get pretty upset because Rudolph, you know, he's off trying to do the thing, but he settles them down because between Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen and Comet and Cupid and Donner and Kebab, they Donner and Blitzen, that's his name. It's just that, no, when I was in Sweden last year, one of the children left me out a Donner Kebab and it was wonderful. I loved it.
Oh, you're losing me already. It's great. I love it. All right, Santa. So basically they get a bit restless is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yes.
But Rudolph settles them down and then we get on our way.
That's right. Well, he'd sniff them out pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. So,
that's all good.
Oh, one thing I did forget to tell you.
Yeah.
Even though I've only found 17 and a half now, because I haven't logged the 18th, we have a power trail that the elves and I have set up in the North Pole.
Really?
Yes. It's funny, though. Nobody seems to have found any of them yet.
So you actually are a CO as well?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow. Now tell me, did you put them out yourself or did the elves do it?
No, the elves did it.
Of course. And, okay, what device do they use to get the correct coordinates then? How do you know the coordinates are correct?
Well, Rudolph's got that thing. He knows where they are.
I love it. You got all the workers going for you. So no one's actually found them. I think they haven't found them yet because they're too far away from civilization, or are they actually under the magic area of the North Pole?
Well, it's probably a little bit too far away, but I reckon your bike. Do you have chains for your bike?
Chains, like in snow chains?
Snow chains.
No, I don't have snow chains for the motorbike. No.
Oh, I've got to invite you up to have a look, see if you can find some.
I'm telling you now, though, if you invite me up, I'm sure you can sort of sprinkle some dust on my bike and just make it fly instead.
Yeah, we're good at that.
Yes, I noticed that. Speaking of flying, your sleigh. Another question that came in through the people this week or this month, is your sleigh trackable?
No. I was going to put it on the front, but then the reindeer would be in the way. So I'm going to put one on the back. I will eventually, yeah.
Put one on the, yes. So you know what the trackables are, don't you? What they're that actual bug sticker.
Yeah, like a spider-looking, cockroach-looking thing.
That's the one. And have you got your code yet from HQ or not yet?
Not yet.
All right. A quick question has come through. Actually, a quick response has come through from the chat room, and it's the Down Under Geocaching Adventures of No Tomorrow. She says, if your power trail's not found, does that mean that there's still FTFs available?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So they're all still FTFs are available on those?
Oh, Zachary.
Yes. But then Frisky Puppets turned around and says, FTF means far too far.
That's maybe why nobody's found any yet.
Exactly, because they're far too far. The FTFs are still available. I like it. Another question has come through as well from, this is from myself, actually. Have you heard about Elf on the Shelf?
Yes, actually. Elf on the Shelf, Elwood is his real name.
Mm-hmm. The actual elf?
Yeah, Elwood.
Yes.
But in every house, they call him a different name.
Do they?
In fact, when I was at that Christmas party the other week, I ran into a family and they have three. They have three elves on their shelf.
Three elves. What were their names?
There's April and Chad and Pumpkin or Pumpernickel or Pickle. Pickle.
Pickles.
Yeah, a little baby one, Pickle.
And so, okay, another question I have then, because I see this on social media all the time. How do they actually move around? Who organises that? Is that
No, that's between Alabaster Snowball and Elwood. They've got some magic trick that they work out. He goes out every day And he just sits there, does nothing. But when the children go to bed, he just sort of tracks what they're doing, make sure they go to sleep, make sure they've been naughty and nice or whatever, reports back to Alabaster Snowball, and he updates the list.
Oh, okay. So your list is updated even now, like nightly?
Oh, several times a day.
Wow. That's incredible.
From all over the world.
Yes. Ah. So what percentage then of naughty and nice is your list for the kids?
Oh, do you want to know where you want to know where you are, don't you?
I do. Where do I stand? I think I've been good.
I think you'll be all right.
Yes. Awesome. With the going back to the elves on the shelves, because I really like these little guys. What sort of things do they represent if the kids have been naughty or nice? Did they show them if they've been naughty or nice? How do they work that way?
No, they don't tell the children anything. They just sit there and smile and be happy.
Yes. Because they do get themselves into some predicaments sometimes.
What, the elves?
With the elf on the shelf, yeah. He.
Oh, yes. I've seen them in some really weird places.
Yes. Actually, Gaz Kirsch has jumped in the chat room, and he says they're called Chili and Sugar and Baby Pickle. So I think he's got three as well.
Baby Pickle?
Baby Pickle. Chili, Sugar, and Baby Pickle they've got.
Well, there's two baby pickles there are in the country. Yes.
It's a pickling country. I like it.
Yes. It's very hot in this pickling country.
It would be for you. You'd pickle right up, wouldn't you? Yeah. Get all your gear on. But you need that gear, though, Santa, when you go back to the North Pole, obviously, because it does get chilly up there.
Oh, yes, and we fly at a very high altitude as well.
Yes.
And it's a bit chilly up there.
Yeah. So going back to your finds list, so next year will be your – no, this year's your 18th find.
Yes.
Next year's your 19th find. Now, we're coming up to in 2020 is the special 20th anniversary of geocaching. Do you have a particular country or location or find for your 20th?
Well, master? I think I'd like to go to headquarters.
Headquarters for your 2020. That sounds great.
Yes. That's in Oregon, I think, isn't it?
In Seattle, yes. Seattle, Washington. Yes. Yep. That's it, in Seattle. Yeah. I've been there, Santa, so if you need me, let Rudolph talk to me and I'll tell him exactly where it is for you.
Oh, so if I mention your name, I'll get a good welcome.
You will, or I hope so. Either that or they'll close the door on you, one of the two. No, I'm a good boy, remember? I'm a good boy. All right, Santa, have you got anything before we close out tonight? Because I know you were so busy with all your Christmas this year. Have you got anything to close us out with, something that you want to tell the boys and girls?
Well, I would like to you. Incidentally, there's my jingle bell. I would like to get you and all the boys and girls to join me in a little song that everybody knows.
Sure, I'm happy if everyone's happy to hear my voice.
Yeah. Oh, are you ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll. Hang on, get some water. Ready to rock and roll.
I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You sang at the wrong time then.
I was trying to keep in time. I'm not very good. For a singer, I'm a good dancer. All right, Santa, thank you so much for joining us. And a big round of applause for Santa, everyone, all the boys and girls out there doing it live. Big round of applause for Santa. Yay, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you so much for joining us. Stay on, Santa, because I haven't finished it with you yet. We can still chat amongst the next couple of things because I've still got a couple of segments to go. Will you stay on with me?
Just for a little while longer. I'm getting a little bit thirsty, you see.
You would be, but give me one sec, then. I'll be back very, very soon.
Good.
Okay, and thanks to the big Santa, being the big guy, for joining us tonight. But we have a new segment coming up, and this new segment is from the reviewer's desk. So what I've done is I've spoken to all our Australian reviewers out there, and each and every month we're going to have one of the Aussie reviewers, some info from them. So they're going to have a chat with us once a month, and that will start from January. However, this month, Some of you may have seen GeoAware's presentation on Facebook. And if you haven't, make sure you jump on Facebook. The Australian Geocaching Volunteer Reviewers is their name. Australian Geocaching Volunteer Reviewers. Look that up on Facebook and you'll see, and follow it on Facebook, and you'll see them come out with good information all the time from the reviewers. But this month, GeoAware set out how to place an earth cache. Number one, choose a unique geological feature. Number two, decide on your earth cache lesson that you want to display. Number three, seek landowner's permission if required. And number four, determine your waypoints. Number five, and plan out your listing. Number six, submit it for publication. And then number seven, of course, the care of it after publication as well. So jump on the Facebook page, the Australian Geocaching Volunteer Reviewers Facebook page, follow it, and you'll get a lot of information from that. But in the meantime, though, from January onwards, we're going to have one of the reviewers talk on our podcast every single month, which is pretty, pretty cool. So if you have any questions for our reviewers, drop Geocaching Down Under a line on any of our social medias or a direct email address being geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. And we can forward those on to the reviewers for you. Next up, and the last on the list for tonight, we have the Geolog of the Month. So stand by for the Geolog of the Month. And this Geolog comes from the Mighty Minions. Okay. And just flicking back to the chat room, Santa, just for your information as well, everyone is saying thanks very much to Santa. They're wishing you all a very Merry Christmas. They're clapping you. They're applauding you. They think you've got a great voice. And that's all from the chat room. All right, guys. And next up, we have the Geolog of the Month. And as I said before, tonight's cache log of the month comes from the Mighty Minions. They didn't even know that I selected this log, but anyway. When I went out looking for great logs, I first started with great caches. And, of course, I couldn't go past the Geocache of the Year but for New South Wales for last year. It was a perfect starting point, and it's GC6HR8E. That's GC6HR8ECHO. And it's called At the Governor's Pleasure, and it's by Calypso62. So this is the log by the Mighty Minions. It was Mr. Minion and my 15-year anniversary of our first date. So after finally deciding we were going to do Sydney to celebrate it, I knew this was the cache I wanted to do while I was here. I had heard great things about this cache, and they were correct. I thought I would grab other caches while we were actually doing this one, but we got so caught up in the fun of this one that this was the only focus for the day. I was a little worried at first because of how many waypoints there were, but was actually the easiest multi to follow that I've ever done. A big thanks to the CO for the printout, which made it so much easier to follow as we went along and to record things. We checked into our hotel and started at 11 a.m. We have been to Sydney many times before, but this time we felt such like tourists. We really took in the sights we'd never seen before. Mr. Minion and I are not really into history, but this cache made it so interesting. We had a laugh at a birthday party that was happening beside one of the waypoints and saw lots of brides at other waypoints, then a car accident and another. We stopped and saw some beautiful gardens along the way and some kind of protest march as well. Wow, they really did have a good time. A seagull tried to steal my lunch out of my hand while I was eating it and made for an interesting lunch break. We had taken 5 hours of sightseeing and around 22,000 steps by the time we got to the final waypoint. I was feeling really proud of myself for not needing any help, but Mr. Minion and my legs were feeling it by now. So I contacted a previous finder to check on one of my numbers for the final, it was a bit of a walk. I had it correct, but was thankful for the confirmation. We got to the final and couldn't believe it. My phone died. Then simply silly me not being organized and packing the GPS. So we headed back to the hotel and left the final until today, as it was too late to access it yesterday. This morning, we waited for opening and headed inside and went, wow, it is amazing being that big room, like something out of Hogwarts, but there was no guard at the desk. We went to the other room and the guard was saying, I can't tell you anything, ha, ha, ha. But he told us where his desk used to be, and then we were amazed at the work that went into this cache container. Gosh, it is truly one of the best containers I have ever seen. I signed the great logbook and took my pardon. A big thank you to Calypso62 and all the work he has put into this cache. It is now one of the two caches I tell everyone they must do. I love every minute of it and wish I could give it more than one favorite point. Thanks for the cache. Signed the log, left the geo coin and replaces found. So there you have it. That's from Mighty Minions on a great Calypso 62 multi, which I can say that I've done myself, and it is absolutely a brilliant cache as well. If you guys are any a tourist to New South Wales, or if you live in New South Wales and haven't done that cache yet, I don't know why not, go in there and do that cache in the middle of Sydney. All right, guys. So if you have a geocache story or a log that you'd like me to read out, make sure you email me via the show as well, geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Your cache story and log could be read out live on the show also. So, guys, that's it. That brings us to the end of the show. Nice and quick tonight. Thanks to all of you who jumped on the YouTube channel tonight. We've actually had a blast, and a big thanks to Santa Claus himself. Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye, Craig, and all the boys and girls.
And I hope everyone has had a great Christmas, a very safe new year. Oh, almost forgot the giveaway. So if your chance to win some awesome creatures TBs, and that's all thanks to geostuff.com.au. John from geostuff.com.au has been giving us some great creatures TBs. This is what you have to do to win. You will need to follow Geocaching Down Under on YouTube, iTunes, or on Podbean as well. Make sure you rate and feel free to leave comments on Podbean and iTunes. And then a random follower will be selected in the next week. That's right. You've got 7 days from today. And the winner will be posted on the Geocaching Down Under Facebook page. So that's it, guys. Thank you. Santa, before we go, do you have anything else you want to say before I sign this off and finish up this podcast for us?
No, but it's been a wonderful experience. And I hope we can do it again sometime.
We will. We will. And I'm sure all the boys and girls are going to be really good on Christmas Eve. Get to bed nice and early. So you it makes your life easier when they're in bed nice and early so you can get around quicker. Is that right?
Yes, but they also need to leave something out for the reindeer.
Oh, yes. What do they need to leave out?
Well, I found that the best is some carrots and some lettuce.
And that's for the reindeer. What about yourself, Santa? Surely you like something as well.
Well, in Australia, I think I'd prefer maybe a beer.
A beer?
Yeah.
A nice cold beer. That'd be nice.
Yes.
And what about some, I used to leave out cookies for you when I was a kid. You still like cookies as well?
No, I'd prefer a meat pie. I've heard about your meat pies.
So you want a meat pie and a beer. Oh, yes. That is very Australian. I love that idea.
Yeah.
That's very Australian. That. Those pies. And that's a quick question before we actually go, because you made me think of this. What has been your favorite thing that kids have left out for you around the world? Anything in particular that you can remember off the top of your head?
Well, there was that doner kebab in Sweden. That was fantastic.
Of course it was. That's stuck in your memory because I like it. That's great.
But there was some glühwein with that as well.
What was there?
Yeah, glühwein. That was all right. It's good in Sweden, but not so good in Australia.
No. Beer's better in Australia, isn't it? Nice and cold.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right, Santa, thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for joining me tonight, guys. This podcast will be live within the first week of every single month. It will be available for download on Stitcher, TuneIn, Podbean, and of course, on iTunes. A big thanks to geostuff.com.au, one of our geocaching partners. And that's it from me, guys. Thanks for watching or listening. Don't forget to follow the show on all the social medias. And in the meantime, get outside and find some stuff. This is See My Shells. I'm over and out.